Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of
6:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money and happiness. We'll be talking shortly with our money tracker, Don Grant, about all that. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee using a hearing for voting on articles of impeachment against President Trump, delivering passionate arguments for and against the move.
Two.
Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers offering a reward of up to $2,800 looking for tips of the suspects involved in recent Christmas light vandalism at the Ark of Sedgwick County.
One.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has been named the nation's outstanding Attorney General for 2019. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And in Wichita right now, earlier this morning, we had a traffic accident. This was on Kellogg, and it closed things down right about Seneca. Things were actually closed for quite a while. Everything's now back open and running through there normally. So right now on the roadways of Wichita, things looking pretty good. Traffic volumes just now picking up, but I'm not seeing any slowdowns as of yet. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Thursday. We're looking at a breezy day and a high of 54 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. Looking for an overnight low down to 36 under a mostly cloudy sky. And then tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny on Friday. Ooh, a nice high, 58. And there is a chance for snow on Sunday, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the south gusting up to 23 miles per hour. It is mostly cloudy and 40 degrees on our way to a high of 54. Hey, when the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift. Hatman Jacks has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Great place to shop. Hatman Jacks. Let's check in and see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Markets closing higher across the board, eking out a small gain after the Federal Reserve says it will keep rates unchanged for the remainder of the year. The major averages snapping a two-day losing streak with the Dow closing up 29, the S&P higher by 9, the Nasdaq up 37. Gold closing higher while the dollar and the 10-year Treasury yield were down on Fed Chair Powell's dovish comments on inflation. Meanwhile, we saw Home Depot continue to weigh on the Dow after the company says it sees its 2020 same-store sales growth falling short of Wall Street's estimates. Shares of Home Depot closing down around 2%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Money and happiness.
Aw.
And look who showed up to talk about those prescient topics. Our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Hello, Don.
I've never been called prescient before.
Well, there you go. That's a new one for you.
That's good. Yeah. You know, many economists do much more than just crunch the numbers. Some look beyond those numbers and focus on happiness research. They found that happiness, as associated with wealth, goes through a few cycles as we age and progress through life. The research is from the MIT Age Lab. Through our second decade of life to our third, our reported level of happiness declines. And then it bottoms out in our 40s to our 50s. Struggles and challenges with family, and particularly work, is mostly to blame for low happiness during that decade or so. From there, it begins a recovery. Now, before that recovery, we begin to asking questions about where we are in life. The quicker we find that answer and make appropriate career or life changes, the faster the happiness meter begins to move back up. Conventional wisdom dictates that we explore and pursue our dreams when we are very young. For example, I joined the Navy out of high school to travel and to try to find myself. Then I went to college. That was great, but don't discount that one can pursue dreams when beginning much later in life and continue with that until we leave this earth. When young, why not pursue a career and security through wealth? Then go for it. Well, economists at the Age Lab recommend that we focus more on living than on planning for end of life. Behave as though retirement will last 30 years or longer. That means if one needs to work a bit to take the pressure off of finances, do it. If one's in good health, don't retire early and don't take Social Security at age 62. That person could be much further ahead, even 15 years from if Social Security is triggered at full retirement age or older. MIT research shows that money isn't everything, that it has been proven time and time, and it certainly does not ensure happiness. However, we need to focus on wealth most of our lives to at least galvanize a good, comfortable lifestyle in retirement. Remember, we'll be on our own. Government's not going to really help you out much. So take command now and work to make retirement life good and let that make you happy. Now, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Money isn't everything, say the people at MIT, one of the most elitist, wealthiest institutions.
That's a good point. But they study these things, I think, without a jaundiced view, you know. So,
just doing a dig at MIT.
Yeah.
Let's see a few. I always run this through the celebrity birthdays to see if Don Grant has any connection.
I don't.
Actress Jennifer Connelly, 49 today.
No, other than once again another crush on those eyebrows.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, let's see.
Former gymnast actress Kathy Rigby is 67 today.
No, nice.
Dionne Warwick, singer, 79.
Oh.
Singer Connie Francis is 82.
Oh.
And the biggie today is Bob Barker.
Bob Barker,
former host of The Price is Right, is 96 today.
You know, when you're doing this, I'm feeling like the connection you have with Mitch Holthus and the Shockers, you know, whatever. But the Bob Barker, when I was a young child,
yes,
went to visit Grandma Dell and Grandpa Grant in Los Angeles, and we went to see the show.
See, I knew.
And I never met Bob Barker,
but I did see him from
like the third row back. So
you went to a taping of The Price is Right.
Yes.
When you were a youngster.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So and
I
Bob,
love that.
Bob Barker was there, and he was young and spry at that time.
I was going to say, that's probably in the era when the set was full of shag carpet.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That bright orange shag carpet was everywhere.
Yeah. And the poochie dresses and the
yeah. And I always liked that era when people were trying to guess the price of a car, and they always knew the first number was two. The car cost like $2,580.
It wasn't 20.
They would always guess the price of two.
Well, like a Pinto was like I remember a friend won a Pinto in a lottery thing, and it was worth $1,610. I mean, could you even find a Pinto now that's not running and get it for $1,610?
All right, Don. Well, thanks for stopping in.
Sure.
See, you talk about money and happiness, and you just brought happiness to the show.
Oh, I hope. And it didn't cost you anything.
See, exactly. It all ties in. Thanks, Don. We'll see you tomorrow. That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Coming up, KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted in the morning. We'll tell you about the House Judiciary Committee with the first long day leading to impeachment articles. That news all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, KNSS News Time, 657.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.